Okay, let's Bez Hashem Beli Neder. Let's finish Shas together. Today's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef, as well as Chaim Tzvi Ben Avraham. Today's daf is daf Ayin Zion 77, and we are at the Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Vavam and Beis. Did I get it right? Yeah, today's daf is Ayin Zion. Here we go. Says the Mishnah. Kosel Shebein Shtei Chatzeros. If you have a wall that's in between two Chatzeros, Gavoa Asara, if the wall's 10 Tfachim high, V'rochav Arba, if the width of the wall is 4 Tfachim wide, Ma'arvin Shnayim Ve'ein Ma'arvin Echad. So then, you have a 10 Tefach high wall, which is 4 Tefachim wide, separating between the two Chatzeros, so it's two different Rishuyos. There's no opening. They could only make two separate Eruvim. They cannot make one big Eruv together. They're totally separate. Hayu Barosho Peros, if there were fruit on top of the wall. Elo olin mikan v'ochlin ve'elo olin mikan v'ochlin. Members of either chatzar can climb up on top of the wall and eat that fruit. Uvelvad shelo yoridu lamatan. However, they're not allowed to carry the fruit down, and they are not allowed to also bring the fruit up. You're not allowed to carry because that wall itself is considered to be a separate rishus. But each member of the chatzar can go up there and eat it. Nifratz HaKosel. Now, let's say there's a breach. A breach develops in the wall between the two chatzeros. Ad Eser Amos. If the breach is 10 Amos or less, Ma'arvin Shnayim Merotz Ma'arvin Echad. So then there's an opening, so then they could either do 2 or 1. Mepnei Shehu Kepesach. Yoser Mikan. If the breach is more than 10 Amos, Ma'arvin Echad Ma'arvin Shnayim. So then it's considered to be one big chatzer. If it's more than 10 Amos, that's not just a breach. That's already like there's no wall there. And therefore, so both chatzeros are considered to be one chatzer, and therefore they can only all make an Erev together. They can't make two separate, unless I guess they put a Tzuras HaPesach in there or something. Says the Gemara, Ein bo arba amai. What about if the wall is 10 Tfachim high, but it's less than 4 Tfachim wide? It's less than 4 Tfachim wide. Mai, what's the halacha? Amar Rav, Avir Shtei Rishuyos Sholetes Bo. Since the wall itself is not considered to be a Rishus by itself, it's batel to the two Chatzeros, and it's like it's considered owned by both of them. And therefore, Lo Yaziz Bo Afilu Malo Nima. You're not allowed to move anything on top of the wall at all, because since the wall belongs to both chatzeros, since it's a 10 tefach wall, each chatzer is going to make an eruv by itself. So this area asers on both places. So you can't carry there. Lo yaziz bo afilu malon nima. The Ritva explains. This is Rav Lishitaso that Shem Irvu b'chatzer achas kol batei achatzer aser lohotzi men al chatzer acheres. Even if you hold that all chatzeros are considered to be one rishus, right? Remember, Rav Shimon said all chatzeros are one rishus, but Rav says he's afraid that you're not allowed to carry there because he's afraid you'll carry something that was in the house. And since this wall has both chatzeros have rights to it, it's like you're carrying from one chatzer to the other. So if you're carrying mamish on the wall, it's like you're going from one to the other. So says the Ritva. Others don't like that pshat. But let's see. The Gemara is going to elaborate on this a little bit more. Let's see. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan says, what are you talking about? What's the problem? So Rav says, you can't carry it all there because he views this as like carrying from one to the other. Rav Yochanan says, no, Elu Malin Mikan V'Ochlin V'Elu Malin Mikan V'Ochlin. No, since this chatzer is 10 tefachim high, but it's less than 4 tefachim wide, it has a status of a makom petur. It has a status of a makom petur. If it's a makom petur, remember the laws of Shabbos by a makom petur. Each chatzer is totally permitted to carry into the makom petur. What's the problem? So the people of this chatzer can carry into the makom petur and eat fruit on top of the wall, and the other chatzer can do it. Since it's not four tefachim wide, it's a makom petur, and therefore it is batal to both chatzeros, but it's a leniency. It's a leniency. And Tosus writes in Dibur Maschil v'Rabbi, in the top Tosus, not only can you carry from the chatzer to the wall, you could even carry from your house to the wall. Pirush min habayis, de min hachatzer afilu barach of dalid shari. The Rabbi Shimon Mukilei, so he learns, Rabbi Yochum would hold that from the chatzer, even if it is four tefachim wide, you can carry, like Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Yochum held, right, that it's okay, we don't make the gzera. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, but let's look at our Mishnah. Eilu olin mikan v'ochlin ve'eilu olin mikan v'ochlin, olin in malin lo. Sounds like you're not allowed to carry it up. But according to Yochanan, Hachkar. The Gemara answers no. Yesh barba olin in malin lo. If it has 4x4, so you can go up there and eat, but you can't carry up there. Ein barba. However, if it's less than 4x4, malin nami. So you could even carry it up there. Says the Gemara of Azdar of Yochanan Latame. And Rabbi Yochanan, who permits you to carry onto a wall that has less than 4 tefachim, is l'shitaso d'chi asa Rav Dimi. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said the name Rabbi Yochanan, makom she'ein bar bal arba, if you have a place, as long as it's a minimum of 3 tefachim high and it's less than 4x4, and let's say this is a place that's in between a Rishus HaRabim and a Rishus HaYachid. So you have a place that's less than 4x4. It's like a makom, as long as it's more than 3 tefachim off the ground. So it's a makom petur. Mutal v'nei Rishus HaRabim v'nei Rishus HaYachid l'kasev alav. Both the members of the Rishus HaYachid could put onto there and the members of the Rishus HaRabim. Uvavad shelo yachlifu. But you're not allowed to have a guy from the Rishus HaYachid put it down on the makom petur and then a guy from the Rishus HaRabim to pick it up. Even though, technically speaking, those two things should be okay, but the rabbis were gozer because it looks like you're carrying from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, if you remember that case. So if there's a, so I could, if I'm in Rishus HaYachid, I could put down there and bring it back into the Rishus HaYachid. And if I'm in Rishus HaRabim, I could put it down there and bring it back, but I can't put something down from there, Rishus HaYachid, to Makom Petur, then have somebody else take it out. That's a gzera derabanan because it looks like you're carrying, even though it's technically speaking legal because it's stopped in a Makom Petur in the middle. But the rabbis say, midrabbanan, you shouldn't do that because it doesn't look good. Ask the Gemara, so what about Rav? What, Rav doesn't hold to the din of makom petur, says the Gemara. The Rav, lesley the Rav Dimi. Doesn't Rav agree to this idea that if it's less than 4 tefachim, you're allowed to carry there? That's a beferish abraisa that we learned, that you're allowed to carry. What was the brisa? The Gemara in Shabbos on Dav Vav Amud Aleph, that a person can stand on the entrance to the house and take something from the Baal HaBayis, who is in Rishus HaYachid, and give to him, and he can take something from the Oni and give to him, but we learned in the brisa, you're not allowed to take from one to the other. It's a makom, from a makom petur. So how could Rav not hold to that? Says the Gemara, there's a difference. Rav permits this by a doyrai, by, listen to this paradox. Ibir shuyos doraisa, says the Gemara. By Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, Rav agrees that you are allowed to carry from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid, meaning you're allowed to go Rishus HaYachid to Makom Petur, Makom Petur to Rishus HaYachid, and Rishus HaRabim to Makom Petur back to Rishus HaRabim. So by Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, Hachinami. he agrees you're allowed to carry from the Rishus HaRabim to the Makom Patur, and the Makom Patur to the Rishus HaRabim. However, Hacha, over here, B'mayaskin and B'rishiris D'Rabbanan. Here we're talking about a wall that's in between two Chatzeros, so the whole Isra, in fact, is in Issa D'Rabbanan. And since the whole Isra is in Issa D'Rabbanan, Rav is going to be more strict by Issa D'Rabbanan than by Issa D'Raisa, to forbid you even to carry from the Chatzer to the wall. So Rav says you can't carry to the wall, even if it's less than four, Rav says. And Rav was more machmir. Since that it looks like that this airspace belongs to both Rishuyos, if we allow you to carry from the Chatzer to the airspace on top of the wall, even if it's less than four, people may come to carry from Chatzer to Chatzer. And since that's only an Issa D'Rabbanan, the rabbis wanted to protect the Issa D'Rabbanan even more than protecting an Issa D'Oraisa, because it's more likely that people are going to violate an Issa D'Rabbanan. So therefore, the rabbis have to protect it. So that's why Rav holds, that you can't even carry anything. That's the way Rav said. If it's less than four, you can't carry it all. That's what Rav said. Now, comes along Tosis in the Maskal Hacha and says, Rav only was machmir if it's a makom petur in between two Rishus HaYachids. However, if it's a makom petur in between a Rishus HaYachid on one side and a Carmelis on the other side, that's a very large open space, so that people are not going to come to be lenient because it looks like Rishus HaRabim. So Rav would not forbid that, because a Carmelis is very comparable to Rishus HaRabim. We're not worried that people are going to mix that up, right? Take a look at Tosas Hacha B'maya Askinan B'Rishiris D'Rabbanan Nira Dafka Ki Hacha Sha'akol Rishus HaYachid. So that's why people are going to come to be lenient. Ela Shelo Irvu Avo Mokum She'ein Bo Dalet Al Dalet She'bein Rishus HaYachid. The Carmelis, if it's a place that's less than 4x4, that's in between Rishus HaYachid and a Carmelis, a large open space, Ein nirisha yachlok rav ela mutter lebnei rishus hayachid vilavnei karmelis lekasei falav. So he holds that that would be different. Okay, let's continue. Fine. Okay. Now we're going to talk about what about if it's 10 tefachim on one side, but less than 10 on the other. Amar Rava. Let's say you have a wall that's in between two chatzeros. Each chatzer made its own eruv. So one side, the wall is 10 tefachim high, and on the other side, the floor of the chatzer is higher. So v'tzido echad shavah la'aretz. And the Rishonim say, when the Gemara says shavah la'aretz, it doesn't really mean shavah. It just means it's less than 10. So it's 5 tefachim or it's 4 tefachim. If it's totally shava, so there's no wall, that can't be. It means that it's less than 10. It's less than 10. Nosnenoso lezesh shava l'aretz. So usage of the wall is permitted to that side of the chatzer that's less than 10, because it's so easy for that side of the chatzer to use the wall. It's low down, less than 10 tefachim. You're talking like 25 inches. It's like a perfect height for them to use it, even though the wall really belongs to both of them. Mishum dahav lezeh tashmishu benachas, ulezeh tashmishu bekasha. The side that it's less than 10 has a lot easier time using the wall. So that side is allowed to use it, the other side is not. V'kol lezeh benachas, ulezeh bekasha, nosan osa lezeh tashmishu benachas. Amar Rav Shizbi, Amar Rav Nachman, Charetz shebein shtei chatzeros, and the same thing would be a ditch. Let's say you have a ravine or a ditch in between the two chatzeros. Tzido echad amak asar, tzido echad shav al aretz. One side of the ditch is 10 tefachim deep, and the other side is less than 10 tefachim deep. Nosenoso lezeh sheshav al aretz. Same thing. Mishum d'harali lezeh tashmishu v'nachas. Lezeh tashmishu b'kasha. If it's a ditch that's not so deep, it's easier on your side for you to use it. Says the Gemara, why do you need both cases? Utsriche, you need both cases. The Yashminun, Kosel, If you'd only tell me the case about the wool, only there we give it to the lower side. Mishum de begova mishtam sheinche. People usually use shelves that are high up. Avol charitz, but a ditch. Beomka lo mishtam sheinche. Maybe people don't use it. So emalo, maybe we don't give it to the guy who's easier. V'yashmin becharitz. A person is not afraid to use it because it's more protected. But a kosel that's out in the open, or maybe they'll fall down. So you might think we don't give it to the guy who's easier. Tzricha. Therefore, we need both cases. Now, the Gemara now talks about, let's say you have a 10 tefach wall in between the two chatzeros. So you're a smart guy. You want to get usage of the wall. So what do? You want to try to lower the distance on your side. You want to make it less than 10 on your side. So how can you or can't you do that? Says the Gemara. Balamato. Let's say you have the 10 tefach wall in between two chatzeros. And one of the guys wants to make it lower so that he could use it. Now, at the beginning of the Gemara thinks that the way you're going to make it lower is by building something on the bottom of it. Says the Gemara, Im yesh b'miyuto arba. So let's say you place, I don't know, a little table or a stool that's four tefachim wide. It's four tefachim wide. And let's say, I don't know, it's five tefachim tall. So now you have an area that's four tefachim wide that if you stood on top of that, the wall would only be five tefachim. Once it's four tefachim wide, you're allowed to use the entire wall. Because those four tefachim are like an opening, and you can use the whole wall. The imlav, if it's less than four tefachim wide, ein mishtamish ela keneged amid. You could only use that area that's above that stool. Ask the Gemara, this doesn't make any sense. Manavshach. Either way you look at this, it's a problem. I'ahani miyuta, if this little step stool works, why can't you use the whole wall? V'loa, honey, if it doesn't work, I feel like I'm going to be at Nabilo. You shouldn't be allowed to use it even the area of the stool. Amar Ravina, kigon she'aka chulia me'rosho. We're not talking about a case where you made the stool on the bottom. It means you knocked off part of the wall on top. And therefore, if it's four tefachim, so you could use the whole wall. But if it's less than four tefachim, it's not considered to be chashuv to allow you to use the whole wall. So you can only use that area. It's like a makom patur, that area. You could use that area. Amar Rav Yechiel, kafa seifel. Let's say you took a big bowl and you turned it upside down and it's four tefachim. And it's slightly off the ground. So let's say it's only a tefach or two off the ground. Memait, so you'd be allowed to use it. Ask the Gemara, va'amai. Why? Davar hanital b'shabbesu. V'davar hanital b'shabbes ain't a memait. Why aren't we worried that in the middle of Shabbos somebody's going to take it away from there? It's not considered to be a permanent kind of emia. Someone could just take it. Lo, tzricha, dechabri ba'ara. You attached it to the ground. Let's say you put dirt all around it. Says the Gemara, so what? Just putting dirt around it, what does that do? Vatanya, we learned in a brisa. Remember this, going back to Maseches Shabbos. Paga, a fig which is not fully ripe. Shetmina b'tevin, you buried it in straw. And the straw is mukta. V'chararo, or a baked, little baked good. She'etmina b'gecholim, you buried it in coals before Shabbos started. The coals already extinguished. However, it's still mukta. Im megula miktsasa, if it's a little bit uncovered, so you don't have to actually move the straw, it's only tilta menatzad. Nitalas b'Shabbos, you're allowed to take that fig or that piece of bread out, even though it's tiltul minatzad on the mukta. So Soto over here, say the same thing. So what, you put dirt on the sides of this bowl? You can still pick up the bowl and shake the dirt from the sides. Answer the Gemara, Achamayaskinan de Islay Ognayim. That there's a lip around the outside of this bowl, so the dirt is going to be lifted straight up. Ask the Gemara, Vechi Islay Ognayim Mahave. Vatran Atomin Lefes Utsnon. Tachas Agefen. If a person buries a radish or a turnip underneath a vine, just to protect them, like to put them in the fridge. Bisman shemiktas alav megulin. If some of the leaves are uncovered, eino choshes lo mishum kelayim, velo mishum meiser. We're not worried either about burying this two different. We're not worried about kilei akerim. We're not worried about planting something next to a vineyard because you're not doing it for the planting. You're just trying to put them in the fridge. You just want them to keep cool. Don't forget, they didn't have refrigerators. And there's no problem if they grow a little more as far as chiyuv ma'aser. V'lo mishum shvi, it's not a problem of planting during the Shemitah. V'nitalin b'Shabbos. And you're allowed to take them out on Shabbos because you could take them by the leaves. We don't worry that it looks like you're digging. Answer the Gemara, lo tzricha debai marav chatzina. We're talking about Israel. You buried it so deeply that you would need a hoe or an axe or a hoe to dig it out. So digging it, you'd violate the issur of digging chofer. So therefore, we're not worried that someone's going to take it out on Shabbos. It's considered to be a permanent bittul, and therefore you'd be allowed to use it on Shabbos. I feel bad. The 7:15 time doesn't work for Dr. Joe. That's a problem. I think the first time Dr. Joe hasn't been here in like 7 months. I don't know. I mean, he may not like the 7:15 time, but okay. Okay. Here we go.
We need Dr. Jay.
I know. It's not the same without him here. I mean, okay, I have to ask him. Maybe he had early work. I don't know. He had early rotations. He's got to do a lot of COVID testing. Okay, here we go. Sulam HaMitzri Eino Memayit Vatsori Memayit. If you have a very light little ladder, right? You put a ladder by the wall, so that allows you easy usage to the top of the thing. So, if you have a small little ladder, that doesn't work because it's easy to move it and remove it, so it's not permanent. But if you have a big, fat, heavy ladder, then that'll also allow you usage of the top of the wall because it's a permanent reduction of the 10 Tachim. It's not viewed as a 10 tefach wall because you got a ladder. Says Gemara, Hechidam Yisulam HaMitzri, Amar Devi Rabbi Yadi Kol She'en Lo Arba Chavakim. If it has less than 4 steps. Amar Le Ravacha Bari Derav Le Ravashi, Mai Taima De Sulam HaMitzri De Lo Mamayit. Why is a Sulam HaMitzri, why does a Sulam HaMitzri not work? Amar Le, Lo shmiel achadam ravacha bar ada rav humna marav. Rishim dehava le davish enitel b'shabbos. It's very easy to, it's not muktza, it's easy to take it away. So it's not considered to be a legit reduction in the wall. V'chal davish ni b'shabbos einu m'mayit. Because we're afraid someone's going to take it away from there. Says the Gemara, Yehach afil tzor inami. Even a ladder from tzor, more permanent ladder. No, hasam kovdo kovo. It's so heavy, it's not likely for people to want to take it away from there, so that establishes that as its permanent location for Shabbos, and therefore it's not considered to be a 10 tefach barrier. It's as if you put it there permanently. In other words, it's not because of the Isra Tiltil, rather because it's hard to carry it. So says Rashi. The Ravid says, because it's heavy, you're not allowed to carry it. And the Shulchan Aruch writes, based on this Gemara, says the Shulchan Aruch, based on this Gemara, that the chiluk between a ladder from Tzor versus a ladder from Egypt, one is heavy and one's not, this that we said, that Sulam HaMitzri, that doesn't have four rungs, it's only as a rule, because a usual such a ladder that doesn't have four rungs would be light. However, if you have a very heavy one, that even if it has less than four rungs, if it's very heavy, so then it would work also. The Mishnah Berurah adds that even a light ladder if you nailed it in so that you can't take it on Shabbos, that would also be good. That would also be good. If you nailed it in so it made the usage easy. So says the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, very good. Let's go. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Amar Abaye. Says Abaye. Kosel Shebein Shtei Chatzeros. You have a wall that's in between two Chatzeros. Gavoa Asar Tvachim. If the wall is 10 Tvachim high. Vehiniach Sulam Rachav Arba. You put a 4 Tefach wide ladder there. Mikan. Vesulav Rachav Arba Mikan. On both sides. Ve'ein bein zeh l'zeh shlosha tefachim. And it's less than 3 tefachim between the two ladders. Mimait. So then it's like there's no wall. And they can make one big eruv. However, Shlosha, if the two ladders were more than 3 tefachim apart, Einu Mamayit, it's not considered to be an opening. Each one is only to itself. You can't make one big thing together. V'lo Amaron El Dolo Havi Kosel Arba. That's only if it's less than 4 tefachim wide. If the wall itself was less than 4 tefachim wide. Aval Havi Kosel Arba. However, if the wall itself was 4 tefachim wide, Afilu Mukhlag, even if the two ladders were far away from each other, Tuva, Nami, they could still make an Eruv together because they could climb up onto the wall and you could walk on the wall. If the wall itself is 4 tefachim wide, so you could walk on the wall. So that will give you good access to the neighboring Chatzer. Right. Okay, couple more cases. Amar Vi Rabbi, Bana Itztava. Let's say you built like a little stool. Al Gav Itztava, on top of another stool. And there's air in between these two stools. Let's say the top one had legs. Im Yesh Be Itztava Hatachtona. Arba, if the bottom one is 4 tefachim wide, Memait. You don't even need the upper one. Inami ein betachton arba. The bottom one doesn't have 4. V'yesh be'elyon arba. The top one has 4. V'ein bein zeh l'zeh shlosha. And there's less than 3 tefachim in between each one. Mimait. It's viewed to be one big thing. And therefore, it's considered to be mimait. And the final case. Amar Rav Nachman or Rabbi Ravua. Rav Nachman said the name of Rabbi Ravua. Sulam shesh shlivos of parchos. Let's say you have a ladder. You have a ladder that the steps of the ladder jut out from the ladder. Im yesh b'shliva hatachtona arba, if the bottom rung is 4 tefachim wide, memayit, it works to allow you usage of the wall. But it's got to be less than 3 tefachim from the ground. Inami ein b'shliva hatachtona arba, even if there's not 4 tefachim wide in the bottom one, v'yesh v'shiv el yon arba, but the top one is 4 tefachim wide, v'ein bein zeh l'zeh, shlosh, if there's less than 3 tefachim in between each of the rungs of the ladder, mimayit, so it's all considered to be one big ladder, which is wide on the top. Okay, gentlemen, we will stop here. I want to wish you a wonderful day. See you tomorrow, Bez Hashem, at 7:05. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much, Rabbi. Have a great day.